In nome del Padre, dell'Hijo e dello Spirito Santo. Today's Mass is being offered for all of the victims of sexual violence, especially those who suffered within the Church. Do you know what today's feast day is? Said it just a second ago, but who is it? Gotta pay attention or read the calendar. ¿Alguien conoce? María Goretti. María Goretti. ¿Conoce su historia? You know her story. Es un mujer muy grande, muy vieja. Se dice Lidia, no. It's not a big or a tall lady, not really old. Little girl. How old was she? How old is Ana Carolina? 12 años. 12 años. So there you go. Just like you. Just like you. This little girl. We know her story. I'll share it with you in just a moment because maybe Cynthia doesn't know it. She's struggling to find a confirmation saint. She thinks it's St. Clair. We don't know yet. We don't know yet who she's going to choose or who you will choose. This saint, St. Maria Goretti, is one of the great saints of the Church. I love her so dearly. She's one who I visited her shrine even while I was there preparing to become a priest. We made a trip out there shortly once to go with a young lady who that was her patronal saint day here from New Mexico. She came to visit me there and there with a group of students in college. But also, right before I was ordained, I went out to see her. St. Maria Goretti is a powerful, powerful example for us. She, as a young girl, was the light of her town, the delight of everybody who was around her. The difficulty that she had was that her father, though, was a farmer. He died in an accident. And because of that, what did that mean? They were already sharing their home with their neighbor right there, living in close quarters there in the time of the early 1900s. In there, with the difficulties that were going on at the time, they were living together with this other family that had father, you know, mother, you know, I think the mother was around, not sure. But Alejandro was the young man who was a few years older than Maria. He was actually about 6 years older than Maria was. And the two of them living in close quarters together, got to know each other really well, shared those experiences, though he was much older. Everybody was entranced by Maria. Her beauty, this light in her soul. Everybody recognized that when she smiled, she lit up everybody who was around. And so devout. She loved our Lord intensely and was constantly seen going throughout the village singing beautiful songs to our Lord and Lady. Constantly there at prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, praying the Rosary of Our Lady. All these beautiful things. Well, Maria caught the eye of not a few young men. But she was very young at the time, only 12 years old. And so at this time, Alejandro, not a good guy. He got mixed up in some bad things. What did he get mixed up in? He got mixed up in impure images. And he was addicted to them. And those impure images corrupted the light of God within him to where he could not see good anymore. And so he desired not just to see those images, but also to act upon them. And so that corrupted his own heart and movements. And as we know, as the eye is corrupted and seeks to see things as mere objects to be manipulated in the world, so too he saw Maria as such. And so many times he tried to woo her, tried to have his way with her, tried to convince her to engage with him in amorous movements. But she would always find a way out. She was not into that. Not that she to say that she wasn't flattered by this man or even attracted to him in any way, but she knew that was not the will of God for her. And so she would always find a way out. That wasn't until one day when he came riding up on his cart, parked it right in front of the house where Maria was there knitting on the steps. And there grabbed her by the arm, whisked her upstairs, shut the door behind, put her there, and said, "Now you will have you will let me have my way with you." Behind doors. And what did he wield in order to get her to submit? A blade. A blade. Waving in front of her. And do you remember the words that Saint Maria Goretti said over and over again? Do you remember? She said these words. She said, "Alessandro, no, è peccato mortale, è peccato mortale. No, Alejandro, è peccato mortale. Va all'inferno." What does that mean? It's a mortal sin. It's a mortal sin, Alejandro. Don't do it. You'll go to hell. Don't do it. Here in this moment, she's thinking not of her body, but she's thinking rather of his eternal soul in that moment. How pure is that? How beautiful is that? In a rage because she would not submit to him. What did he do? But he took the blade and plunged it into her, 13 times, 14 times? And then fled, seeing what he had done. He didn't think himself capable of such. But enraged, he took off. They heard the cries, went and found her, tried to rush her to the doctor, went and captured him in the field, brought him in and imprisoned him, rushing her to the hospital. She had to suffer 3 days with that. The great miracle wasn't that she was one who was slain because she wanted to stand true for chastity. Here's what she did next. The next thing that she did was what? The priest, a young priest just like me, ran over to her bedside, having loved and seen the light that she was afraid that Maria would die with hatred, a mortal sin of hatred toward this one who attacked her. And so he rushed to her side with the oils, ready to give her the last rites, just like I'm going to do not long after this mass. I was called to do a final anointing in Santa Rosa. And so when he goes there, he says, Maria, 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 you're there. Turn to God. Hold no resentment against this man. Go to God in peace. You have not committed any sin. Let him go and let God deal with him, but forgive him from your soul so that may not keep you from entrance into heaven. And Maria just looked up feebly and said with a smile, but with a firmness of soul, Oh, Father, this I have already done. I've already forgiven him. And I'm praying for him right now, offering my suffering for him right now, because I want him to be in heaven with me forever. Oh, to say that. Oh, to let that be real in our lives. To make the long story short, what happened? Yes, he went to prison. Yes, he went down the bad path. Yes, he continued to harden against God and against everything. Blasphemies everywhere, one of the worst criminals. But then God, through an intercession of this saint, many years later, brought this very same soul to conversion because Maria appeared to him in a vision and offered him a white rose of friendship. Immediately, his life was turned around. Immediately, he changed his attitude, and when asked why, he said, There's hope for me now. I didn't think there was before. There's hope for me because I have a saint in heaven who's praying for me. Maria. He was finally released and was even there for the canonization mass. There's a picture that's existent today that show Alessandro, the murderer, and the mother of Maria, holding hands as they receive Holy Communion on Christmas Day in the Vatican, in Rome, from the Pope. Even mom was moved to forgiveness as well. It's even harder, huh? So what's the movement for us? What thing is going on in your life that needs movement? What little thing do we hold against somebody? It is as bad as an attempted rape? Is it as bad as an actual murder? Whether of you